Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board with us as we face the issues each and every day. It is our joy to have you join in the dialogue and the discussion. You can do that today by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. That's your telephone number. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, your comments, your dialogue and discussion on the issues that we speak of each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be talking about today to trace, to track, to censor, and to persecute U.S. citizens. That's exactly right, ladies and gentlemen. The thugs with badges, the CIA, the FBI, and all of the other national law enforcement agencies of the federal government, they've now focused on each of us, the Christians, the conservatives, and the patriots, and yet the Black Lives Matter is not considered a terrorist organization. Antifa is not viewed as being a danger to America. The 2.4 million illegals coming across the border are not viewed as being a danger to America. The absolute absence of Joe Biden cognitively is not considered a threat to America. But, ladies and gentlemen, we are. We the people, the citizens, those moms and pops that go before the school boards and question and challenge what's being said or done. Those of us who question the election of 2020 and the reality of the success of some 81 million ballots supposedly being cast for Joe Biden. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are now the new terrorist in America. Why'd I say that? Because that's exactly what Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, U.S. Attorney General, out of the DOJ, has now concluded that we are terrorists. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, that causes a cold chill to go up my spine of the realization, the recognition of how far we've fallen in America, especially in the realm of jurisprudence and those agencies and organizations that's supposed to be there to protect us, to protect we the people, are now the ones that are going to track, follow, censor, and persecute and prosecute each of us because we're now considered terrorists. We're going to talk about that on the broadcast today. Love to hear from you. Are you concerned about the declension in America? Are you concerned about the direction we're going in? Are you concerned about what is taking place? Or do you look at it on the biblical side, the central biblicist viewpoint, as I've always taken? And that central biblicist viewpoint simply says God is still on the throne. God is still alive. God is still in control. God is still sovereign. And nothing that takes place, ladies and gentlemen, not one iota of information or things that happen in the world today go beyond or out of the realm of the knowledge, the recognition, and the total control of God himself. So that should give you comfort in the realization of who's in control. It's not Sleepy Joe that's in control. It's not Nancy Pelosi. It's not Chuck Schumer. It's not the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party that's in control, but it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm encouraging each and every one of you today to place your faith and trust in him because he's the only hope for America. He's the only hope for the world. He's the only hope for each of us as individuals today. And I pray that you'll place your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our only hope. He's the one that is the blessed hope the scripture speaks about in the Titus text. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book. It is the B-I-B-L-E, as we used to call that back in the days less than 100 years ago in Vacation Bible School and Sunday School when the kids would sing the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. And I recommend that book today, ladies and gentlemen, more than any other book on any library shelf around the globe. In John 8:31 and 32, the Lord Jesus said, he made a very powerful statement. said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, it's staying in the word, constantly being in the word, continuing in the word. That is to always be studying the word, looking at the word, and allowing God to speak to us through his word. Jesus said, that's a good evidence. That is a token evident that you are my disciple indeed. That is, you are truly a disciple if you stay in my word. And ye shall know the truth. As we stay in the word, we know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. And then Jesus says in John 14:6, I am truth. Ladies and gentlemen, from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22, it is the truth of the word of God that ought to be the modus operandi for our lives. It ought to be the methodology by which we use in making a determination on what is true and what is false. It is examining everything under the bright light of the word of God, seeing what God's word says. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said then in John 17:17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that I encourage you to place your faith and trust and confidence in. Not some denominational dogma, not some political ideological bent, not some thought up new, quote, revelation that supposedly someone has given you, you found. It's in the between the covers of the Old and the New Testament, from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22. Both testaments, Old and New, are valid today, not as some, as one famous preacher said, we need to jettison the Old Testament. We need to jettison the Ten Commandments for the Christian. Andy Stanley happens to be wrong when he makes that kind of statement, because the Bible from cover to cover are the truths that we need to depend on. It is the progressive revelation of God to man from Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation. It is the truth book. It was the secularist, ladies and gentlemen, George Orwell, back in the late 40s when he was writing the dystopian novel entitled 1984, where Orwell made this statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that to be relevant and real today. If you don't believe that, you start telling the truth to those about you about what the Word of God says and about what God is saying in relationship to the Sodomite lifestyle, what God is saying about the CRT that's being taught and dividing our nation. Start telling the truth, speaking the truth with love about what the Word of God says, and you'll find very quickly that even if you're talking about biblical truths, you'll have those that will get the a little uptight and want to challenge you based on that. Well, I just don't believe that's what the Bible says, and I don't believe that's what Paul just hated women, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I've heard all of the irrational reasonings that I believe a demonic mind could come up with in relationship to the rejection of truth. But ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth that we ought to stand on. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a powerful statement. He said, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And he goes on to talk about the death of truth being found not just in the world, but in the pulpits in America. He says it this way. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity, end quote. He then makes a further statement in this article. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our churches. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken the position that Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer, by the way, he and I, if he were living today, would have some serious differences on some other theological dogmas that you find in the scripture, what you call doctrinal truths. But he made a statement that I have appreciated for many, many years. He says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That is my challenge to you each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. We need to, as Christians, conservatives, Americans, we need to seek the truth. You won't find it on the Communist Network News. You won't find truth on MSNBC. You won't find truth on ABC, NBC, CBS, or any of the other politically charged networks. By the way, perhaps you've just heard the new ownership of CNN made the profound statement. They're trying to backtrack it now, trying to reword it. But they said that CNN is the news source for the left. And that's exactly what it is. It is a left-leaning, communist-inspired network, and I do not recommend it to anybody that's looking for truth. But nevertheless, we need to seek the truth. It will not be found in the secular arena, found in the Word of God. God tells us where we're going, how we're going to get there, and why we ought to look up, lift up our heads, because our redemption draweth nigh, Luke 21:28. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that this old world that we're living in today is spinning out of control. We need to recognize that it's on the downward spiral. We need to understand that when you look at the eschatological, biblical, prophetic text, you will not find the United States of America mentioned any place in the prophetic text in the final days. You might ask the question, why is that so? Because I believe we'll merge back into the UK. I believe we'll find that we'll lose our sovereignty either because of finances or because of political implosion. I believe that somehow, some way, we'll go back into what will be eventually called the new Roman Empire, which America will have been merged into. But ladies and gentlemen, those are things that we can talk about later about a prophetic understanding of the scripture. But I believe that's where we're headed as a nation, and I believe we need to be aware of it, and the things that should cause us to be truthful and not reticent about telling the truth at all. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is in the business of providing landscape lawn care equipment for the professional as well as the homeowner. They have homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time has, ladies and gentlemen, a knowledgeable staff. They can answer all of your questions. They can answer your questions about the power backup generation equipment. They can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring in all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. It's a great place to work, ladies and gentlemen. It's family-friendly oriented with an environment that allows you to work there in peace. It's an environment, ladies and gentlemen, that's closed on Sunday so that you can worship with your family on Sundays. Just drop by Tools for Time at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Fill out an application for employment. Wait for an interview, and see what the Lord does in your employment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time, again, is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about the grave concern that I have today for the future of America and where we're going with the political machine out of Washington, we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, what is taking place, because you and I, every conservative, every Christian, every patriot in America, if we question anything that government is doing, we're now labeled as a domestic terrorist, a domestic terrorist. So let's get it straight, ladies and gentlemen. Today in America, our, as I call it, thugs with badges, the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, the U.S. United States, by the way, you may not have heard the broadcast recently. United States Post Office has an entire division of thugs with badges that's breaking into cell telephones, analyzing, listening to what you're saying and what you're doing, and reporting that back to the CIA and the FBI for prosecutorial possibilities if they think that something you're saying is antithetical to the government's agenda and what the government is saying and the official narrative out of the U.S. government, including the Biden's Oval Office. Now, if that doesn't bother you, I don't know what would. If you're not concerned about that, just turn the radio off and go home, sit down, and ignore what's happening on the globe. But ladies and gentlemen, all of this is focused on we the people, the citizens of the United States. They've determined, listen, they've determined that we the people, the Christians, the conservatives, the patriots in America, we're the problem, not Antifa, not Black Lives Matter, even though just this past week, Black Lives Matter, one of the founders, was sentenced to 6 years in prison for a major fraud in the 2020 election campaign and the election ballots being cast. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, the merit, what's his name? This DOJ, the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, he's not looking at those at all, but he has put out a major bulletin, a major notice to the FBI and the CIA and the other thugs with badges to investigate you, to investigate me, to investigate every conservative in America if we question what has been taking place. today's America, ladies and gentlemen, we are considered the most dangerous, according to the Biden cabal. They've carried, this is being carried out by Merrick Garland in the DOJ's office, the top law enforcement agents in America. If you're doing any of the following, let me just give you a list, ladies and gentlemen, of the things that perhaps you want to analyze and determine if you're on their list. We can determine if we're on their list by their categorization of who's a domestic terrorist. You might say, well, I'm not a domestic terrorist. I'm not out to shoot anybody, harm anybody, kill anybody. But I want to ask you a question, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tuck this in at this juncture as kind of a parenthetical footnote to what I have already said. Let me ask you a question. Do you have any questions about the authenticity of the 2020 election? Have you questioned whether or not it's legitimate or there was fraud? Have you questioned whether or not Joe Biden really got 81 million votes across America? Have you ever questioned what happened in Arizona, what happened in Georgia, what happened in Pennsylvania, what took place in Wisconsin and other states in the election process? Have you ever questioned that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you have, then let me tell you, according to DOJ, you are a domestic terrorist. We're going to talk about that in this broadcast today. Want to hear from you. That number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Are you concerned about it? Have you been keeping up with some of the documentation, the information about what is being said? I believe Merrick Garland is simply a puppet of the Biden administration to quiet, to cause to be silent American citizens in preparation for the 2022 midterm election. That's exactly what we see taking place. But if you've questioned the 2020 election, if you questioned its authenticity, if you question how it took place, if you question the dumping of ballots at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, if you questioned where Trump was winning big in Arizona, winning big in Georgia, winning big in New Jersey, winning big in Pennsylvania, winning big in Wisconsin, and then all of a sudden between 1 and 3 o'clock in the morning, there was a ballot dump, and all of a sudden morning Biden is top of the heap with the win. If you question that, ladies and gentlemen, you are a domestic terrorist according to the new categorization of what makes a domestic terrorist. If you challenge the votes for Biden, you're a domestic terrorist. If you challenge the local school boards, ladies and gentlemen, if you challenge the filth that's being taught to our students, if you challenge the CRT that's being taught, critical race theory that's being taught under the guise of lies in the public school system, if you question the kids being taught that sodomite lifestyle is the proper lifestyle, if you question abortion, murder by way of abortion that's being taught to our kids in the public school, if you question the forced mandate to continue to wear masks in the school, ladies and gentlemen, you are a domestic terrorist. I'm going to read you an article in just a moment about the lies that's being carried out. But first, I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question and comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Great. I pray that you are.
Oh, I'm doing great. Yeah, the Homeland Department also released a memo, I think yesterday, that basically said that they've heightened their situational awareness status, and they explicitly listed several of the items that you just spoke about. I'm pretty much think that I'm on that list. Matter of fact, I know I am, because I don't believe that man won 81 million ballots. I just don't see it. Only question I've got, Dr. Youngblood, is who's higher on that list? Are they looking at you harder than they looking at me, or is it vice versa there, sir?
I think equally. I think across America, what we're watching, Jim, what we're watching today, listen very carefully for our audience also to tune in. Listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. What we're watching today is an increasing tightening of the spigot of news so that it will prevent anyone from saying anything that might curtail the future fraud in the election in November. They're preparing for a takeover by putting in place the fraud that I believe will be doubling down on what they did in 2020. I believe that they're going to make everyone in America be silent by big tech, and we'll talk about that later, and also by their edicts that's going out of the White House directing the DOJ. The DOJ is simply a puppet for Joe Biden to silence everyone in America, to, as you put it in the vernacular, to shut us up so that they can do what they want to, and they're using COVID, I believe, Jim, as a smokescreen for them to operate behind.
It's possible there. I think that a lot of people are hopefully opening their eyes. A good book to read that would open their eyes would be Gulag Archipelago. They're using the same tactics they used back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s there. They're using fear and intimidation to silence those. They're using divisive speech and rhetoric to divide people. They're even to the point where they're trying to divide us by race, by religion as well, and by any other means they could possibly do. You know, if you see something, say something. Turn your neighbor in.
That's the Karl Marx playbook in Marxism. Marxism had Karl Marx's own words. There were 10 different things, and just three of them were the top of the list. It is to destroy the marriage, to divide the people, and to dethrone God. And that's being done incrementally across America today, and may I even say around the globe. But you're exactly right, and that's what we see taking place today. And that's the modus operandi that's being used in order to destroy we the people and any voice that we might have that would challenge or question what they're doing out of Washington. In fact, the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party want a one-party system in America. They do not want to see the dual parties, so that they can be a one-party dictatorial totalitarian modus operandi for the operation of America. Joe Biden and those that are pulling his strings, he's a puppet. The puppeteer that's pulling his strings and those around him, the scabs out of the Obama administration, hate America. They want to see a capitalistic system destroyed, and they want to see communism go into place. And that's what they're rapidly doing. And so it's my prayer that we the people will not sit back in silence, that we'll stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. The Apostle Paul talked about that in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 and following, Jim, when he talked about putting on the whole armor of God, and after we put on the whole armor of God, we're to stand. Having done all, stand. And in the Greek text, which I understand from the study of that, for that particular text in the English, it means we get armored up. We stand, dig our heels in. We don't bow, we don't bend, we don't run, we don't sit in silence, but we stand and speak the truth and go to battle as we ought to as Christians. Many Christians sing the song, Onward Christian Soldiers Marching as to War with the Cross of Jesus going on before, not even realizing that we're in hand-to-hand combat in our nation today. But, Jim, we can keep on looking up, realizing that our redemption draws near, according to Luke 21:28, and to recognize that we need to have our ears tuned for the sound and not be that concerned about the signs necessarily, because the rapture of the church is at hand. But thank you so much for your call today, Jim. God bless you. Keep on looking
up. God bless you, too. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says election fraud and COVID-19. Biden's Homeland Security, Department of Homeland Security, raises terror threats due to misinformation. Now, listen to this broad brush that paints each of us as conservatives and as Christians into the picture of this broad brush article that I'm about to share with you. There's several, it's about five pages. I'm going to do about three or four paragraphs of it. The article says, as Biden administration joins in the efforts to silence Joe Rogan. Now, perhaps you've been paying attention to that. That sets the stage. That paints the picture of what he's doing nationally. Silence Joe Rogan for giving voice to views. Joe Rogan is giving voice to views, this article says, contrary to the government's pandemic narrative. The Department of Homeland Security is identifying the proliferation of false or misleading narratives as among the top terror threats in America today. In a National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin issued on Monday, DHS warns of the heightened threat of terror due in part, listen to this, due in part to an online environment filled with false or misleading narratives and conspiracy theories and other forms of dis, and malinformation, called MDM, introduced as or amplified by foreign and domestic terror threats and actors. They had to throw that foreign in there, ladies and gentlemen, to make it look as though it wasn't pointing to each of us. Further, the article says, these threat actors seek to exacerbate societal fiction to sow discord and undermine public trust in the government institutions to encourage unrest, which could potentially inspire acts of violence. The agency warned of mass casualty attacks and other acts targeted violence conducted by the lone offenders and small groups acting in furtherance of ideological bents and of personal grievances posed as ongoing threats to this nation. Ladies and gentlemen, the only lone wolf acts that we have in America are those coming out of Islamic jihadist terrorism. The only lone wolves that we have, ladies and gentlemen, are those that are part of the BLM, socialist Marxist organization that want to destroy, undermine, and eviscerate the very foundations of America, destroying our freedom of speech, destroying our rights to keep and bear arms and self-preservation and self-defense. Those are the organizations, ladies and gentlemen, that ought to be focused on, but they're including each of us, if we take a stand, questioning anything that the government does. This article goes on. The memo states, as an example, the widespread online proliferation, listen, the widespread online proliferation of false or misleading narratives regarding unsubstantiated, widespread election fraud and COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, if you question COVID-19, if you question Sir Anthony Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, St. Anthony Fauci, King Uzziah Anthony Fauci, if you question what he said, ladies and gentlemen, you're a domestic terrorist. If you question what the narrative is out of the NIH and the CDC and the other health agencies that Anthony Fauci dominates and controls, they look to him as being the final authority. If you question that, ladies and gentlemen, if you question anything about the election, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to announce to you today that you are a domestic terrorist, according to the Biden administration's latest memo out of the Department of Justice with the Attorney General Merrick Garland. This article goes further. The DHS bulletin warned of threats from foreign and domestic terrorists engaged in grievance-based violence, including grievous groups over public health safety measures and perceived government restrictions. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not perceived. What do you call a national lockdown that destroyed millions of businesses? What do you call a national lockdown that caused the suicide rate in America to skyrocket as never before? What do you call the government mandate to wear a mask, or some call it now a diaper on your face? What do you call that other than absolute government mandates or government restrictions on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in the United States of America? What do you call that? This article further says the FBI used its counterterrorism division to investigate and place threat tags on parents who confront school boards, contradicting the sworn testimony of our Attorney General Merrick Garland. Further in the article, the White House recently has stepped into the controversy of Joe Rogan's interview with the prominent medical scientist, Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Peter McCullough, Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki has declared, listen, that flagging misinformation contrary to the government's narrative is not enough, and social media platforms must do more. That's the government, that's Joe Biden's press secretary, that is now saying that the social media big tech ought to do more of shutting down public commentary, public comments, and transmission of public information. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, today at this very moment, out of the emails that I send out or forward to others, about 4 out of 10 are blocked and are not allowed to go forth? Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that even with your text messages, that is now being censored and watched? Do you realize that anything that you write on Word, out of Microsoft Word, it is being censored and watched and reported? Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, we're being watched and censored on every hand? We're being pursued, we're being persecuted and prosecuted as citizens of the United States of America simply for telling the truth or asking questions. What's wrong with asking questions in America? What's wrong with challenging the establishment? What's wrong with having the freedom of press and the freedom of religion? What's wrong with the freedom to confront our government based on our constitutional rights? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about this more right at the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.